Minister, there was already a crisis, a serious crisis in our fishing industry, as you well know, before the energy crisis that we're now facing. 6 weeks ago, I asked you what you would do in a parliamentary question to assist our fishermen, and you said you were prevented from doing anything by the European Commission directive. Since then, France and Spain have made serious interventions to assess their industry. What are you going to do?
Thanks very much, Deputy McLaughlin. And listen, as with yourself, I'm very aware of the increase in fuel costs and the effect that this is having on our fishers. And at the Agriculture and Fisheries Council meeting on the 21st of March, I initiated a debate on the impact of increasing fuel costs for the fishing industry. I emphasised to the Commissioner that these increased fuel costs have come on top of the difficulties already created by COVID-19 and, of course, the impact of the quota reductions under the Brexit Trade and Cooperation Agreement. I called on the Commission to urgently examine and approve measures through flexibility within the EU programmes of fisheries funds that would allow the allocation of funds towards challenges facing the industry and, in particular, the fuel crisis. On the 25th of March, the Commission adopted an implementing decision to trigger the crisis mechanism of the EM of the European Maritime Fisheries and Aquaculture Fund, recognising the Russian military aggression as an exceptional event causing market disruption, thereby making it possible for Member States to grant two types of financial compensation to mitigate the impacts of costs stemming from market disruption and specific storage mechanisms too. The Commission is continuing to explore other solutions, including possible action in the framework of the EMFF to make use of the remaining available financial resources. In relation to addressing the challenges arising from the transfer of quota under the EU and Brexit agreement, I have submitted schemes to the Commission for state aid approval involving a voluntary two-month tie-up scheme in 2022 and a voluntary decommissioning scheme for the polyvalent sector of the fleet. And I met with representatives of the fishing sector at the recent Skipper Expo just 6 days ago on Friday last and advised them of the progress on these and other important schemes as recommended by the task force which I established. And I think there was the sector would have welcomed the fact that there's a two-month tie-up scheme there. And as you know, the way that works is a tie-up scheme available to each boat for 1 month and each 3 months, where the boat ties up. They then are paid for what the equivalent of what they would have been catching in that month. And then the quota that they'd have been catching is available to other boats that are still out. So it effectively increases the quota available for the boats that are fishing in that month by about 50%, right. And is a key measure in relation to supporting the sector.
Margaret, thank you.
Minister, the fishermen that I'm speaking to, including in your own county, Donegal, be they inshore fishermen or offshore, are telling me that with the prices tripling, they just cannot afford to go to sea. And if you look what happened in France before this Article 26 was triggered, France intervened and they provided a direct subsidy to their fishing industry, which was some kind of an assistance. And similarly, in Spain now, they've announced €68 million support for their industry, including a range of interventions. So what's lacking in your response is, apart from a tie-up scheme, which is linked to the existing Brexit Adjustment Reserve Fund, what are you doing for the fishing industry? They literally cannot go to sea. This impacts, of course, on food supply. This impacts on an industry that has been really, really hard hit from Brexit. As you know, 60 boats further will decommission. You're down to, 30% of what the fleet used to be, above 18 metres. It's already an industry in crisis. This is going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. What are you going to do?
Yeah, thanks, Deputy McLaughlin. So listen, I've been listening and working and talking to fishers themselves, but also, importantly, with their representatives as this challenge has emerged, as recently as 6 days ago. I'll continue to engage with them as well in relation to the challenges that are there. As you know, in terms of the Seafood Task Force report, many, many measures coming out of that to support all of the sectors. A total of €425 million proposed to support the sector this year and next through that. I've outlined to you in relation to the tie-up scheme, which I have submitted to the European Commission, and as I say, will for vessels which has been welcomed by the sector, and the impact of it will be that for 1 month and three, well, a boat will not go to sea and will get paid for that month. The boats that do go to sea will then be able to fish that quota, which increases the quota they'll be going out to fish by 50%, and that's been very much welcomed by the sector. But I will continue to liaise very closely with them because it's a really important, massively important sector, particularly for our own county, It's really important that we work with them through this period of time, and I'll continue to do that.
Minister, as I say, $68 million announced by the Spanish government. Direct aid from the state will be granted to a discount of 20 cents per litre of diesel for 3 months at least. Deferment in the payment of social security contributions, credit line of the official credit institute and the state agricultural society, $50 million from FEMPA, which is linked to the Article 26, a whole range of interventions to assist the fishing industry in Spain. And I just don't see the same detail here. And again, I'm going to say to you, Minister, with all due respect, like, I really am concerned about the Department of the Marine. I think you have massive responsibilities, a huge food supply crisis across the whole sector. And I just do not believe that the Department of Marine, it needs a dedicated Minister of State. It needs one person keeping a hold of them and working directly with the industry. And I just don't see the response anywhere near what's happening in Spain or France in this country. And we have an industry that's more in crisis than they are in Spain and France. I just don't understand this.
Listen, I mean, I've outlined to you, Deputy, how I've been fully plugged into the industry and its representatives in relation to the pressure that's there. Also, very much engaged in terms of driving flexibility at European level in relation to how we can respond. I've outlined there a scheme which has been submitted and which we're hoping to get approval for, which would really provide relief for the sector at a very difficult and challenging time, because obviously we have the Brexit challenge as well, which the sector has been dealing with over the last 18 months, which has significant implications for it, and which I, as Minister, am working very closely with them to respond to at national level, to support them fully, and to maximise the capacity of our industry nationally to grow and develop and add value in the years ahead. And also, of course, fighting that battle at the European level in every way possible in relation to trying to improve our position within the Common Fisheries Policy as well, and particularly with regard to its review. So I'm very much aware of the challenges there. I've been very much in touch and engaged with the sector and fishers in relation to the pressures, and I'll continue to adopt that approach over the next while. And very importantly as well, engaging at European level with the Commission in terms of the flexibility for supports around that.